Welcome to Your Time to Thrive with personal fitness coach, Jason Stevenson.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Your Time to Thrive podcast. My name is Jason. I'm your host. Today we're talking about there is no good or bad, which is a perspective thing. One of the things that I help people do is change their perspective about things, because when you can change your perspective about something, you can change the way that you look at it, essentially, and then you might be able to change how you work with it, how you do things, how you work with the things that you're trying to learn and then apply to your life as far as your habits are concerned, but most importantly, where your head goes in relation to your food, to your fitness, to your sleep habits, to the time that you have to dedicate to your health and fitness, and for a lot of people, to your results. So we're going to talk about that. And as always, I'm joined by my amazing producer, Mr. Benjamin Barber.
Hello, Jason.
You don't have sound effects. We should put some applause in there.
We should. We should put some applause just for me.
Yeah.
No, just for me. Not when you intro, and not if you have a guest at any point. They don't get that. They don't get the sound effects. They don't get the applause. It's for me. It's for me only.
Yes. No, please. Would you do that? Like, and I'm not talking a stadium. Let's not go overboard here. All right.
Like, let's just, like, all right, hold on. Let's just try it again. Let's just try it again. Give me an intro.
I'm really looking forward to bringing on my amazing friend, Ben Barber, today.
Thank you. Continue with the show.
Better. Like a golf clap, maybe? Golf clap?
I think the Masters are on. So the episode title is There Is No Good or Bad, but I think that we can clearly state good.
There's good. There's definitely good. You are your perfect.
There's definitely good. Ben exists. There's good. I'm so sorry. I'm going to continue with the show. I apologize for everything.
No, stop apologizing. Remember, I'll assign burpees if you apologize like that. And it's Sunday. You shouldn't have to do burpees on Sunday, right? But the point is, there certainly is some things that are good or bad, or things that are better or things that are worse, right? On the scale of this world, I'm not insane, not clinically at least. But we're all crazy, just gradations therein. This is about your perspective and your perception of things, because it always comes up with me. I'm a coach. My job is to help people change things about their life and their health and their fitness in whatever direction they're trying to go. Because I don't set programs for people. I just help them on their program. But oftentimes we get up against things, whether it's, you know, is this good for me? Should I be doing this because running is good for me? Should I eat yogurt because yogurt is good for me? Or I shouldn't have eaten the donut. Donuts are bad for me. So just in relation to the general thought process, it's not an ignorance of realities, right? It's not to just say that there is no good or bad. Everything is good. Everything is okay. It's not flowers and butterflies. We've talked about attitudes and perspectives. This is not a falsified perspective. It is a relative awareness that things are either good for my goals and good for my long terms, or they're just not helping with my long terms, right? That's how I try to get people to think about their fitness. Is this something that this choice now that I'm going to get up and I have 5 minutes before I have to run and take care of the kids, I'm going to just stretch. Is this good for me or is it not? Is it good for me to make choices that prioritize myself? Then yeah. See? Stretch and breathe. Right?
That felt amazing.
And that took 30 seconds. But we often paint a picture of things and then that's how we focus on it. You know, like, exercise is bad. It's hard to do. It makes my heart rate go up and I sweat and I'm comfortable. It takes time out of my life. It takes money out of my life, but it's something that's helpful towards my long-term goals. Right? Well, the jury's still out on that, but it's how I talk about people's fitness. Like running, it's not necessarily that you have to run, because oftentimes in the initial consultations I have with people, they always ask, you're not going to make me run, are you? I'm like, well, do you like to run? If you don't like to run, well, then no, I'm not going to make you run. We might sprint occasionally, or might encourage you to do some kind of cardio, but I'm not going to make you do anything. You're choosing to do this. But how you wrap your head around that is what really matters. You know, it is just what it is. Cardio gets your heart rate up. It makes it a little harder to breathe, and it makes your heart and your lungs stronger. So you just do it. Try not to paint the picture that it's bad or that it's good. If it's good for your long terms, that's what matters. Is this helping me, or is this not helping me? There's a better delineation of that, right? So I slept in today. I didn't work out. Is that bad? No.
No.
I work out 5 or 6 days a week. It's okay to sleep in a little bit. It's okay to not work out today. Actually, I cleaned the gym. I mopped, and that's definitely a core workout. So I take the advantage of that. That's my attitude of gratitude about that. I'm like, oh, this is good for my abs as I'm mopping back and forth. But I know you and I've talked about this stuff before, as far as like getting to do something, right? Like getting to go for a walk, but also allowing yourself to take those days where you're like, you know what? Today, I'm not going to go for a walk. I just need the day off.
Yep.
But you come to a better place about that mentally, like not beat yourself up about it.
I think that like, if you look at this from a specific situation, right? Like nothing is good or bad in small increments of whatever, right? Like if you sleep in, not a bad thing. Wonderful. If you sleep in every single day for 2 years to the point where you wake up at noon now, that might be bad for you. That might not be great for you. You might be able to do that in other ways, but whatever, right? Like if you're trying to lose weight and you get you go to McDonald's and you get a Big Mac, that is not necessarily bad for you, right? Like if you do that and you take into account the 540 or something calories that is, and you're like, okay, well, that was my lunch and I got like a water with it and no fries or something, whatever it may be. You get fries, it's 1100 calories, whatever. You do it one day, not a big deal, right? You get that Big Mac and fries and a Coke every single day, and all of a sudden, like you're having 1300 calories in not even one of your three meal time slots, just on your way home from work, and it's an extra half of your entire daily caloric intake. That becomes bad for you.
Yes.
But like the Big Mac on the day, not bad, not bad, right? But it's long term versus short term, right? Not going for the walk today, not the end of the world, not a big deal. Not going for a walk for 2 years straight, not good for you.
Wholeheartedly agree. That's the implementation of those repeatable maintainables on a long enough timeline. What choices are you making that are going to get you where you want to? You know, it's always that analogy that I use for people, that you're going to go on that road trip. You can take detours, but you know, you stay on the course, you get back on the road and keep going in the direction you were going. So yeah, I love that example, Ben, because people beat themselves up all the time about that. You know, oh, I ate like shit this weekend, you know, or I had a bad meal last night. What do you mean you had a bad meal? Was it like burnt? You know, did somebody pour salt on it? Or did you just eat more calories and more fat than you normally do, you know? Okay, you can eat like that today. Or I love how you said that, because I know you learned to work, think like that as far as the sum total of your caloric intake for the day. Because you're right. You can get up and start your day like shit, like get a cup of coffee and a donut. But then if the rest of your day is great, did you really have a bad day? No, you just made a couple of choices that could have been better. But if you really love that, then fit that into your caloric needs for the day. You know, one of the best tools I ever used with people was setting their MyFitnessPal or whatever food tracker they're doing with and starting with those things. You know, like, you know what? I'm not giving up my Frappuccino. Well, okay, then don't. But whenever you start your calculation for the day, you record that first. And then everything else you eat for the day is based on the sugar and the caloric intake from that.
Yeah.
And then we're good. Fit it in. Like it, people do that with their budgets all the time. You know, I'm not giving up this. I want to drive this car. Or I want to live in this kind of house. Well, then good. Pay that first. And then whatever else you have to go with that. The food's a big one for most people because food is so easy and readily available. And you go through Staples and there's a gauntlet of snack food now that you have to like walk past, like say no to the M&Ms, it's no to the Snickers bar, it's no to the potato chips.
I haven't been in Staples in a long time, but I love that they have the giant bins for like storage for yourself. And then they also have those same giant bins just filled with M&Ms.
Yes.
Like, and so you can... You know, it's not like when you go to a grocery store and it's like, do you want like a 99-cent thing of M&Ms, like a little pack? They have those too. But you walk by things at Staples and it's like, would you like a year's supply of cheese balls for your office? It's so weird, but that's like,
yeah.
Anyway.
It is. And it's not going to change, folks. There's going to be McDonald's out there. There's going to be dessert on menus. You know, there's always going to be stuff in the grocery store that's not helping us with our fitness goals. That's okay. Just as long as that's not what you eat for an entire day. It's not what you eat every day of the week. It's not what you eat every week of the year. Like Ben said, if it's a piece of the puzzle, we're good. It's okay. And it will still be part of your puzzle because, frankly, sometimes you need to mentally and emotionally allow yourself to eat something that you don't normally eat. That way you don't go hog wild and you eat it for an entire week, or you don't fall off your diet or your nutrition plan, because I'm real careful about that word. You don't fall off of it. You know, the hardline nutrition plans where they say none of this ever are some of the hardest for people to work with because they're going to have something. There's going to be a birthday party where they have grandmother's birthday cake. You know, or there's going to be a celebration at some point in their life where they're like, well, what do I do? People always ask me about Thanksgiving. They're like, what am I going to do at Thanksgiving? I said, I'm hoping you have a great experience with some family and eat some food that you don't normally eat. That's how I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Then I'm going to go back to normal portions on Friday. I'm probably going to have a couple leftover turkey sandwiches, but I'm going to eat real portions. You know, I'm not going to have a little bit of every pie that people brought, because that's not how I eat normally. And that's not going to make me feel good. Plus, it's not going to help me for my long terms. You know, I'm going to look at myself a week later and be like, wow, I should have been eating all that pie. You know, you got to find the balance. But if you stop thinking and labeling foods like ice cream is bad, French fries are bad. No, there's still potatoes and still milk, sugar, and cream. Just the way that it's put together, the portions that we eat it in and the frequency that we eat it in is either going to help you or hurt you. It's either going to hold you back or it's going to help you get further. You know, there's really a piece for me. And people are like that in our lives too. There are people that are going to help you, that are going to be supportive of you. There's people that are going to push you and drive you or pull you and bring you into a better place in your world. And then there's people that you're going to do that for. Or there's people that you just, you know, you get along great. You spend amazing time together. You share laughs. And then you go on about your life. And they're not going to help you or you're not going to help them. But they're certainly not going to hurt you. You know, because the choice we make with our relationships and the people in our lives are those that are helping us. We certainly keep them around. And those that aren't helping us, we certainly keep them around. But those people that hurt us and pull us back, I hope you don't keep them around. Right? Those are not the people that you need to keep around in your life. And your focus about that is the same thing. It's what you do with your fitness. Is this helping me or is this holding me back? Is this person helping me or are they holding me back? Because your time is what's important. Super important. And you can allow it, right? Like you can have days where you just spend lazy time, play video games or watch movies. You know, you've shared this recently because you've got so much of a great opportunity with Braden in the house, but the childlike opportunities and the moments that you can laugh with a kid or laugh like a kid if you're not around kids are just some of the best in the world, because the lack of stress and the sheer joy that children look at this world in, you know, it's like, I love being at the beach and people watching. I'm always a people watcher, like in airports, people watching, you know, when we're at the beach, I'm a people watcher because people fascinate me. They just do. They're all walks of life and all shapes and sizes in this world, and they fascinate me. But you can see kids without technology just playing in the sand, having fun. That's a beautiful thing. And is that like, are they learning anything from that really? Like, is there any like scholastic marking of that being successful in their long-term career paths? Or like, is that something that's markedly good for somebody? Probably, because it's outside, right? It's fresh air. But I feel like we've become a society where people need labels of things to like justify it.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, labeling something bad means that you judge yourself harshly for having it or for wanting it even, right?
Yeah.
And then when you could have had a healthier relationship with that situation and use that to make healthier choices, because if you label pizza as bad and then you go to a party and there's pizza and there's really no other options, and then you have a slice of pizza and you go, that was bad. Pizza's bad for me. Damn it. I guess I'm being bad tonight. I guess I should have 4 pieces of pizza. And since I've had the pizza, I should probably have a glass of Coke. And there are cupcakes. And I had the pizza and I had the Coke, and I've had 4 pieces of pizza and the cupcake. I'm already a piece of shit because I had the pizza. I'm already terrible. I've already messed this up for myself. I might as well do that. And then the next day, you don't feel good because you've been eating well, and then you just ate like crap, and you go, I shouldn't have eaten like that last night. Oh, I'm so terrible. I'm so terrible. I feel like garbage. I feel awful. I should go get a bagel. I should go get a bagel. That's and a frappuccino, because that's what that will make me feel better today, because I feel like a garbage human being because I had 4 pieces of pizza, a soda, and a cupcake last night. And then that cycle continues, and then you just think that you're a terrible person and you have no willpower, and you have, you know what I mean? When instead you could have been like, I can have 2 pieces of pizza today and be fine. And then get back on the horse tomorrow, whatever it is, right? Like, I can have this now and then I can go do this tomorrow. And I don't have to ruin what I think about myself just because I wanted the thing that's good, that tastes good, that feels good, that I like, that reminds me of childhood, that I was at a birthday party for my kid's friend and there was pizza, and that was the only thing that was available, and I wanted it, and I wanted the pizza, and it reminded me of me going to childhood parties with my parents and all of that. Like, just eat the damn pizza and then feel fine about yourself. And then make a good choice tomorrow. Like, it's because it doesn't have to be a bad choice. Like, it doesn't. Sorry.
It's not. No, it's beautiful. Are you listening, folks? He's preaching this morning. It's true. Because we do. We beat ourselves up because we've labeled it. Cupcakes are bad. Pizza's bad. Soda's bad. No, the opportunity is just a great opportunity to share with other people some joy and then move on with your life.
Go ahead.
That's it. I said let go.
What do you think about the idea of using the thing that we've labeled as bad for us as the reward at the end of the tunnel or at the end of the thing, right? Like, so, and I know that it's going to, yeah, exactly. But like, say you, I don't remember how exactly it was framed, and I think it was attributed to the Dalai Lama or something, and I really don't remember, and I'm speaking out of my ass. But it was like, we think of cake as the reward for a good, a good week of work, right? We think of the thing that is unhealthy for, that is bad for us. We think of that as the reward, right? Like if I put in the hard work and I lose the weight and I exercise and I do all of those things, then I can have a slice of cake guilt-free on Saturday. And that'll be great because it'll be guilt-free. And then you're working all week for that cake or that pizza party or whatever it is, right? And then you resent the fact that you can't have it, and you resent that the work that you're doing throughout the week, and the goal then doesn't become, you know, feeling better and being and having more energy to play with your kids or whatever it's supposed to be. The goal then becomes getting to that piece of cake.
Yeah. Where it's because we've labeled it and kept it as that labeled item as bad. So that's, yep. I'm gonna earn that. And there's a lot of different times we've talked about this kind of reward system being a downward spiral, because you're just gonna continue the vicious cycle. You know, if you're always rewarding yourself with what's keeping you from achieving your results, then you're never gonna move forward. We have falsified our successes and our pleasures and our rewards in this world, because we know that our food brain, or well, food in our brain responds like a chemical and lights up fireworks. Sugar and fat lights up fireworks in our brains. So instead of actually having pleasure in moments, having pleasure in experiences, having pleasure in life, we falsify that by eating something that creates a very brief pleasure. It's a stimulant, whether we drink or we smoke or you do drugs or you eat candy or you eat sugar, like all of these falsified stimulations to reward ourselves when they're not really the reward. The reward is the success from the habits. The reward is the success from the choices. And then you can still do the cake as the reward, but just don't label it as the bad. That's what I'm going to reward myself with. And reward it and then enjoy the cake, like really savor it. Like, I'm super grateful that I made this choice because I baked this cake, or I went out and bought cake at a fresh bakery. But be celebrating and be grateful for having succeeded in something that got you to a place where you're like, hey, I'm gonna have some cake, you know, instead of beating yourself up about those rewards, or instead of letting that be the only focus. Because the presence, being in the moment as you go through those habits and those processes and getting up and choosing better, those are the rewards. Those are the ones that will last, as opposed to the cake, because that just, you know, that dissolves pretty fast. The results is the big one for me as far as this good or bad thing, because people tend to focus on very narrow-mindedly, figured, focused results. We've talked about result focus in the past. Because people are always saying, well, I'm not losing weight, or I am losing weight, or should I be happy I lost weight, or I'm looking to gain some muscle. The way you feel, the way that you approach your life, the way that you feel about your habits in your life is what matters. It really is. It's got nothing to do with your weight, your size, and your belt, and your bicep size, or whatever that is that you're focused on. It's about your successes. Gun choking, gun.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend the other day. She was very intimidated by how well her a couple dates have gone with this guy she met. And it was a very funny situation, because we were live with a bunch of other people, and then they got really, like, all the audience got excited about her talking about these dates and how excited they were. And one person that's like a big deal was watching and was like, you're gonna get married, like, when's the wedding, like, as a joke. Then she called me the next day and she was like, that's a little much, like, that was a little scary. I don't know, like, she's like, I don't know, like, I have plans to go do other things and I'm so young and I don't and I was like, it's 1, 2, 3 date, whatever it was, it's a couple dates that you've been on, like, that's amazing that this person is like romantic and doing all of these things that you've never had a situation for before. We don't need to necessarily put everything that we do in a box of where it's going to end up to enjoy what's happening in the moment. And a lot of times when we do that and when we jump in our heads, because that's what we want, because we're all, you know, writing the movie of our lives in our heads. When we tell that story to ourselves of whatever it may be, right? Like this person's relationship goals, work goals, graduating college, fitness goals, trying to lose weight or get in better shape or become a bodybuilder or whatever it is, right? Like we tell ourselves what the destination should be. And anytime there's a detour on the path to that destination, it's an immediate reason for us to jump ship. It's the, I'm going to be a great person. I'm going to go, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight. I'm going to do this. I'm never going to eat pizza again. I'm at my 5-year-old's birthday party and there's nothing but pizza and I really want pizza. So I eat pizza and then I'm a terrible person because I couldn't do that. I took a detour and now I don't know where I'm heading anymore, right? Like, yeah. And if you don't think about that, if you don't put the end result as this pedestal of this thing that you have to get to, then you can know that it's not a detour, it's a turn.
Yeah,
it's just a curve in the road.
Yeah.
And you can do that. And it doesn't matter. Like, you know, for this person, it's like you went on a couple great dates. That's amazing. Go on a couple more and do whatever. You don't need to marry this guy. You're 20 something. You don't need to marry this guy, right? Like it's been a couple dates. I'm glad that it was like the best thing that's ever happened to you. That's fantastic. But like, you're not sure where you want it to go. The fact that you're like, well, I might move in a year. Don't rob yourself of the enjoyment of what's happening right now because you might move in a year. Don't do that. You and I were just talking about Schitt's Creek, right? Where they're giving you, spoiler alert, where they're giving each other up and like how beautiful that moment was and whatever, right? Like we don't know where these roads are going to take us in weight loss journeys, in career goals, in relationships, in all of these things. We don't necessarily know where they go, but you can know the general direction that you're trying to head.
Yeah.
And as long as you're doing that, focus on the thing that's in front of you, right? And then you don't beat yourself up when you're like, well, I was supposed to be 30 pounds lighter in 3 months and it didn't happen and I'm a failure. And this guy was supposed to be my husband and it doesn't look like that's going to work out and that's terrible. Or like I was supposed to be in charge of this place by now and I'm still middle management. Who cares? Like if you don't enjoy what's happening right now, if you're not focused on what's happening right now, then none of that matters and you're never going to get to the place that you're supposed to be. That's something that you told me 10 years ago in June when we met for the first time, right? You were like, don't stop it. Don't think about the destination. Do not think about the destination. Don't, because you got to enjoy the journey.
Hell yeah.
And that's what it's about, right? And you were like, I don't care. I don't care how much of the weight you want to lose. I don't care about any of that stuff. What do you want to do? What do you want to be doing, right? And I was like, I don't know. I really liked playing basketball and stuff, right? When I met you, this kid that I live with, my best friend's son, wasn't born yet. I wouldn't be born for 4 more years. 3 more years. And I was like, you and I in that first conversation, I was like, I want to do this and this and this. And you were like, well, what do you enjoy? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I really like playing I like being able to play basketball a little bit and do this. And you were like, focus on that. Like, focus on the thing that you can do today that helps you do that thing that you like. And then when you start doing those things become exercise for you and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And like now, 7 years later, like I'm excited to go out and play basketball with the kid, you know, and like that's, and he might not be here for a couple of days because he's with his dad and I might just go out there and do it myself. And that's a beautiful thing, right? Instead of focusing on all of the things that are going wrong and not doing, and like you said earlier, like beating yourself up for not going for a walk that day or for eating that slice of pizza or whatever. Just, you don't have to do that stuff. You don't have to label everything as good or bad or what's the end game of this, you know?
Preach, buddy. Preach.
You shouldn't let me have coffee before we do these.
You kidding me? I'm going to send you coffee from now on. The setting of expectations is a big hurdle for a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with setting expectations, but then tying your success or your happiness to those expectations is where we get stuck, right? Like you can certainly set that expectation, set those goals, set big goals, but I definitely caution people to live in those expectations, because then whatever those expectations are, 99% of the time, the life is going to be different than it anyway. It's going to be better than it. You can't really set the expectations for reality because you have no control over all of that. You only have control over your own perception. So if you at least, like you just said, celebrate the moment, celebrate whatever it is, wherever you are, do the best you can with what you've got, then you're still going to be happy. You know, whatever that expectation was, whatever you achieved to get to that expectation, wherever that is, if your moment of attitude of gratitude is because you really appreciate where you are and what you're getting from it, then it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, because that's not what you're thinking. You're just thinking, hey, fuck it, I get pizza. Like, that's great. I'm going to eat pizza tonight. Awesome. And I'm at a birthday party. I'm not going to label it. And I don't have expectations that I have to adhere to something.
Have you ever gone somewhere that you had never been before, but you knew about?
Yes.
Like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go to, I don't know what it would be, right? Like, you've heard about this gym for a long time and whatever. And in your head, you develop these pictures of what it looks like, right? And we don't, like, we're not trying to do it. We're not daydreaming about it. You just, in your head, you're like, oh, I bet it looks like this, or I bet it look, or like somebody who you've only ever heard as a voiceover actor or something, right? And then you see what they look like, and you're like, that doesn't match what I thought at all. I thought that they would be tall and blonde for some reason. Or like, I thought that this place would have carpet. I didn't realize the hardwoods are throwing me off a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like but it happens every time. Right. Anytime that you meet someone online, in whatever capacity that is, every time you go to a new place on vacation or any of those things, you know what I mean? Like, you can see pictures of Greece your entire life, and then you can go on a trip there and be like, this is different. This feels different. Reality never matches your expectations.
No.
Ever. Not in a bad way.
No.
Not in a bad way. Just we can't actually dream up and comprehend the way that things are actually going to be.
Yeah, you don't have control over all of it.
No. So we shouldn't label things as good or bad before we're actually there.
No. Or wherever you are.
Yeah.
You just set yourself up for disappointment and struggles. It is what it is, buddy. It is what it is.
It is. It is what it is. Jason.
Sir. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
This is crazy. I talk too much on these shows.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you have any questions related to your health and fitness, shoot me a message.
Give them a call.
You can. Jump on the website. ThriveTrainingTeam.com has all the social media links and the way to access me, email as well. I'm here to help. That's what we do. Help you change that perspective. You can do it right now. All you got to do is stop labeling things. Just enjoy it. And if you aren't, then just change it, because you deserve to. Have a great and healthy day, folks. We'll talk to you soon.
For more information, tips, and workouts of the day, check out ThriveTrainingTeam.com.